Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:08 at Cape Frog. Dustin Lynch needs to find love in the new year, don't you think?
I don't know if he needs to, but he might want to.
I don't know. He might be having fun playing the field. Some people, though, finding the one, getting into a serious relationship, for some people, that is a New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right alongside, it's probably just as popular as weight loss and, you know, getting your finances together and all that.
Yeah, and so I think it's funny because, I mean, since I've dated, and Scott, I know you can agree, like, online dating has been a huge thing. I never did the online dating thing.
Since I got out of the field?
Yeah, but I was doing some research for people who are, you know, possibly wanting to start something new and put together a profile. And so I found some of the least attractive things you can put on your dating profile. So just take these as some tips from people who are on these dating websites. The number one thing people complained about are negative vibes. So don't put anything negative on your profile. The one that they list on here is if you put like, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Yeah, that's just, you're giving yourself license to be a jerk.
Exactly. Another one on here says, don't put too many group pictures because then you make me have to be a detective to figure out which one you are in the pictures.
Oh, you're the redhead. Okay.
Yeah. And the last one was, don't put any boring facts. Put things that, you know, people actually want to know about you. And they listed things like, I'm a coffee lover and I love to laugh.
What? Why? What's wrong with that? Maybe that's a little peek into your personality, or is that too general?
Well, the one about it says, I love to laugh. The person wrote, well, now I'm just imagining you sitting at home by yourself laughing with yourself. So it just makes it a little awkward. But online dating is a big way that a lot of people find the love of their life.
Yeah, I never did so myself. Now we have a caller who you said you met your husband through Plenty of Fish, that dating app. How long you two been together?
We've been together 2 years. We've been married for 6 months.
Oh, nice. Okay, be honest. Plenty of Fish. Were you just looking for a hookup or were you really looking for love?
I was looking for love and then I said, screw it. I'm not going to go on it. And then I figured I'll give it one more chance. And I went on and there was a message from him. He started talking and then 5 days later, we've been together ever since.
Because now, Kelly, you're of the opinion that Plenty of Fish is a place where people just go to look for a little...
That's what I've heard. Yeah. I don't know. I've never been on Plenty of Fish, but I heard, yeah, that's more of like a hookup site.
Yeah. My friends and I call it the fishbowl.
Well, apparently you had the right bait on the hook, you know?
Oh, Scott. Okay, there's another tip for your dating profile. No dad jokes.
No dad jokes.
No dad jokes on your dating profile. But, you know, other than dating online, there are a lot of, like, cool ways that people meet people. Scott, how did you and your wife meet?
We met at work.
Oh.
Yeah, we were both working here at Cape Frog Radio, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Okay, well, the work, that could be a good way. That could cause some problems,
well,
too. But
she left not long after that. After we decided to go ahead and make it official, she got another job, so that took that that thing right
that
out of
pressure
place.
Off, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband and I did the typical, we met at a bar. It was blind.
Oh, very nice. Bravo.
Yeah, I mean, it technically
classy.
Was kind of like a
Stay
blind
classy,
date.
San Diego.
Oh, if you heard the whole story, it's real classy. Said no one ever.
But in your defense, though, wasn't it like a group of friends?
It was like a blind date. Like his friend was dating my friend. Hey, why don't you guys meet? And it was at a bar, so it was a drunken fiasco. But hey, it worked out so far. So, yeah, so we figured we'd help people out and give some advice. Where did you meet your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, whatever it is? Where did you meet and was it a good idea?
Yeah, and I wonder, do you think it would work again? You know, is it like a place where it's a target-rich environment, so to speak? Well,
yeah. I'm just going to shoot this out here. Anyone who wants to go home with me, this is a great place.
No, that's not what I meant. All right, fine.
Pretty desperate right now.
Okay, fine.
All right. You can call or weigh in at 888-431-FROG, 888-431-3764. Call or text us.
Why do you take anything I say and you have to drag it off down into the ditch.
It's just what I do. It's why I met my husband at a bar.
I said, okay. 7:13 at K-Frog. 7:38 at K-Frog. We're asking, because a lot of people look for love in the new year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking, see if we can pass along any tips about where to meet somebody. Just where did you meet your better half? This text message says, my parents set me up on a bowling team as a blind date. We met and have been together for 32 years. How about
that? Wow. Can you imagine, though, if it didn't work and you're on this team now and you have to see them every Wednesday night?
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. This one says, I was a cocktail waitress at El Torito. I saw this guy was driving up to my work and I thought, man, he's good looking. I hope he comes inside. Ends up, he came inside. He actually sat in my section when I got back to work. And basically, he stayed there my entire shift. And we've been together ever since, married 27 years now.
Very nice. Where did you meet your better half?
I had actually met him on Tinder.
On Tinder? Wow.
I know.
No, I mean, look, listen to us. The sound in our voice. We are so quick to judge you for being on Tinder, but it sounds like it was okay in your case.
It was really funny because I signed up for it the same day, and him and I matched within the first maybe hour or so. He'd been on it for a while, thinking about discontinuing his subscription or whatever, canceling it. Mm-hmm. And he thought that I was like one of those scam bot things.
Oh, so wow.
He waited 2 days to actually message me.
How funny. Now, do you tell everybody when they ask, oh, how did you guys meet? Do you tell everybody Tinder, or do you have a made-up story of how you actually met?
For like the first 2 months or so, my whole family thought that we met like at Starbucks because I'm an absolute white girl and I love Starbucks.
And you don't want to explain Tinder to your right, mom, yeah. You know?
Funny thing is, I guess my mom is on Tinder.
Oh my God. Oh wow.
Yeah, I didn't want to know that.
Right, yeah. I'm going to say that could be the story of the day.
Get it, mama.
All right. However, let's read it. We got a couple more texts I want to get to. We have a ton. Wow. How do you pick? Okay. I'll pick this one. We met in Mexico on the beach partying with the Federales.
Okay.
Sounds like an Ernest Hemingway novel.
Right.
It says they took our trucks off-roading and we held on to their guns. Here we are 10 years later, still together with 3 kids. Good Lord.
I don't think that's normal.
No.
Don't expect to go to Mexico and party with the Federales and find the love of your life.
No.
All right. Here's this one. Says, I met my boyfriend on Plenty of Fish. It's been 6.5 years. We are inseparable. Now, can you please call him and tell him to put a ring on it? She has a different kind of New Year's resolution.
So what you're saying is Christmas didn't quite go like you had hoped.
Valentine's Day, though, right around the corner.
Coming
okay.
Up. 7:41 at K-Frog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.